Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hi, everybody. This is Miles from the Static Show.
Okay.
Okay.
Having a little problem there tonight.
Having a little problem there.
Miles has got... His shorts are riding up on him.
His shorts are riding up on him.
You know, your grandma was only joking when she said to put the bread tie around your nutsack. Just saying.
Yeah, I never had those instructions.
she saw you running around naked. She's like, you better put a bread tie on that thing.
Yeah.
That was your interpretation.
You run around naked once, and all of a sudden you're branded, you know. It's a weird level, you know.
That's right. Oh, yes, they call him the Streak. Woo! Look at that, look at that.
Wild Wild West.
Uptown, South 49th Street, downtown. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Miles is, showing off the goods.
Back on that, probably wasn't the best idea, but yeah.
I know what I want for Christmas, Grandma.
We're gonna get you more pajamas.
Hopefully. Yeah, I was gonna say probably pajamas and underwear because you've gone through them so quickly.
That's some mental counseling. How about that?
Yeah, long overdue.
Cannot be unseen.
Apparently you've had the same Christmas list your whole life.
Yeah.
You still need pajamas and underwear and mental health counseling, yes.
I don't walk around as much naked now.
So. Yeah. Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I've kind of curtailed that somewhat.
Yeah. You at least leave your boxers on, huh?
Yeah, I like to wear my wife beater.
Yeah.
And whatever else I have on my pants, you know, shorts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah. My wife family hates the wife beater.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. You okay there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. thought somebody punched you or something.
No. The voices, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you Exodore from Mork and Mindy or something?
Mork!
I am Exodore!
Exodore!
So, that's an old one. You know, you can go back and watch that. So, nobody's come up with this game show thing that I threw out there, unfortunately. I'm still holding out hope for a Christmas miracle, but...
Well, everyone who listens to this is just a lazy piece of shit. So...
Okay. So, I hate to start off on a sad note, but I think I should mention it. I know for you it will not be it won't matter to you at all, but, I'm involved online with other projects sometimes, from time to time.
Yes.
And there's a guy, his name is Jimbo.
Okay.
And one time I talked with him about my UFO experience. We talked about UFO experiences.
Yeah.
And he does some shows over on the Overnight Escape Underground. Well, apparently he passed away. He died.
What?
Yeah, I know. This is the first time. that somebody that I am acquainted with, you know, online, I've known of their passing, I think. But, you know, not a celebrity or anything. This is just a regular person, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird? He passed away.
Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, he had some heart problems, and so he died shortly after Thanksgiving, and it just, he was, you know, producing things on a regular basis, and then it just stopped, and so some people started to investigate, and lo and behold, he passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird? What?
What was the name of his show?
Well, he did several things over the years, but what he was doing recently was the Vic and Sade cast, which is he had access to all these old radio shows of Vic and Sade, and then he'd kind of talk about them and set them up, and then he'd play them and then talk a little bit about them. That was the most recent thing I think he was doing, and he was host of a show called Overnight Escape Central, which had contributors from various parts of the, you know, the country and other countries, and he would host that as well. So that was kind of his two main things, I think, there at the end. But he did a bunch of stuff. We did this, you know, he'd talk to folks, and we like did the UFO thing, and then he had his own little show that he would do fairly regularly, and so he just did a lot of things, and he seemed like a nice enough guy, and you know, it's just kind of sad. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, right. You know, you appeared on his show.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Once?
Yeah, one time, I think, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he made a little song for my other, you know, my solo venture there for a while there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just nice. He's a nice enough guy, and...
Is your solo podcast still going on, by the way? Or?
No, it's not. My time is limited here lately, so. I haven't done it for several years now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, lots of changes, and I got more responsibilities, and so it just hasn't worked out to do that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Jimbo passed away, and so I can't, I mean, can you think of anybody else that we've known in the online realm that's passed away? Died?
No.
I can't either. That's what's so weird about it, right?
I don't really know, like, all the people like you do, though. So you know a lot of people.
Well, that's just, you know, that's the difference between you and I. You're a little more social in the real world.
Yeah.
And I'm a little more social in the non-real world.
I'm a little bit country, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a little bit rock and roll.
That's right.
So, yeah. Wow. But anyway, it's always just kind of a sad deal, but he will be missed, and he was a nice guy, and, you know, someday... That'll be you.
I don't think I'm going to have those kind words, though. I'd be like, yeah, he was a little funny, but he wasn't, you know, like, that funny.
If I outlive you, I'll have some kind words for you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Everybody's a saint when they pass away, so. Even you. I'll just sidestep the whole being prepared and remembering what night we record and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And the money, and the money situation, you know. I'll skip over all that, yeah.
Don't mention that they found me like Michael Hutchins stuff, please.
Yeah, yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation, yes.
Yeah, please. I mean, that's where I want to go, but don't mention that.
Just yeah, like, oh, okay.
You're out of here, man.
I hear you. It's what you need. It's what you need. Hey.
That's what you need. That's what you need.
That's right. So anyway, it was just sad times there. Found out this last week, and just sad times. So.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, things will be, you know, go forward.
Yeah.
We'll move forward. We'll persevere. So what's going on with you?
Well, let's bring the mood up just a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of a downer there, sorry.
All right, so my family has gotten into some kind of baking mood where they want to bake cookies and cakes and whatever the hell else they're doing.
Wait a minute now, you say your family, but I mean, is it your son too, or just your wife, or what?
It's my wife and my youngest son have just decided they're just going to cook every dessert they can think of, right?
Okay, well, that sounds fun.
No, it's not fun because I don't get to eat any of it. They want to give it all away.
Oh, well.
Which is totally sucks. It's not even right.
Man. You tell them they're not even listening to the song, right? What you got to give it to your mama. What you got,
yeah,
you
right?
got to give it to your papa.
I'm treated like a dog. Like, well, this fell on the floor, but if you want it, you can have it. You know?
We can't give it away now, so.
Yeah, I was well about to say, Dad, you can have it. I'm like, all right. All right, I'll have it.
It's only got cat hair all over it, but that's okay.
So, they're all busy one night, and they're like, we need this thing called parchment paper.
Parchment paper.
And it's like a nonstick. It looks like kind of like wax paper, you know, if you cook a little bit.
Yeah.
But it could actually be like go in the oven.
Yeah, no, it can go in the oven and it won't burst into flames.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a cooking person, so I don't really. I mean, I've seen my wife use this, but I mean, I don't know what this is.
I'm not a cooking person. I'm an eating person.
You know, I was told that, you know, if you took a cooking class in high school, you were a little, you know, country, you know, or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know.
Lighten the loafers?
So,
you're a little lighten the loafers?
You know what I'm saying, yeah, you know what I mean, you know.
Did they call you Jim Jay back in high school, did they, Miles?
Jay, Mr. Ross. No, oh, I never took a
close. I'm making cookies.
I should have.
Well, you were an idiot because all the girls were in home ec, so you could have went there, you know. And...
No, not all the girls. A lot of the girls in hiking boots took shop and stuff like that.
Well, that's who you were hanging out with.
Yeah, that's who I was hanging out with. So, anyways, to cut to the story, so I get sent to the store.
To go get parchment paper.
And I'm not sure where this would be yet. I'm like, okay.
Well, be near the saran wrap and the Reynolds wrap and the aluminum foil and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, that's probably where I should have went, but I didn't.
I was in the office supply area.
I was in the sugar first, but then I went over to...
And I happened upon Nicolas Cage. He was Benjamin Franklin Gates, and he gave me the his piece of parchment...
And I went over to, like, baking stuff, you know?
Yeah, bacon.
Baking.
Yeah, baking.
And, of course, you're right, I'm wrong, because I am in the complete wrong area. I go, where's this at?
You're like, where's the free samples? Every time I come here, there's no goddamn free samples.
I know, yeah, you got to catch these old geezers, like, on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, geezers.
You know, how about I just take a whole can of soda?
Yeah, right.
I don't need this little Dixie cup.
So I'm like, all right, well, maybe it is where Bob is saying it is. So I'm like, shit, where's that at? You know?
Oh, my Lord.
So I see some dude that works there.
Yeah.
And he's stocking the shelves and, you know, kind of a, not a shaved head, but, you know, very close cropped, haircut, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And wearing, you know, like his beard and mustache kind of thing with like some tats, you know, he's got some tattoos and possibly some missing teeth. I'm not looking for sure, but.
Okay.
Like a young Bob Lament, you know. So
yeah.
Like, okay, well.
Well, you know, I do have a missing tooth, but it's not visible.
Oh, okay. No,
Oh,
you do?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Below?
What?
Is it below or above?
It's a molar. I lost a molar at the back of my mouth, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you can't whistle.
That's why I can't whistle.
And so I go up to this guy. He's like from Decatur or something, you know?
Yeah, Decatur.
I'm like, hey, bro.
Yeah, that's a good way to approach people. Hey, bro.
Well, that's all these young people like it.
They don't, nobody says that. Bro, says, hey, bro. Nobody says, hey, brah.
Hey, bro.
You say, excuse me, I'm looking for parchment paper.
Excuse me, my good man.
Pardon? Young squire, pardon?
I'm doing my James Mason voice.
And you have to you have to have your little handkerchief in one hand. Pardon?
Pardon?
I'm looking for some parchment paper to make some baked goods.
He's pretty serious, dude.
Possibly like, some
tux.
Hey,
brochacho.
Amigo.
I like speaking a little Spanish. Hey, amigo.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Amigo.
Pregunta. He's like, yeah.
You and your half-assed Spanish.
Yeah, I'm like, parchment paper. You know what that is? I kind of get the Ferris Bueller. Hey, what country do you think this is?
That's right. One of my favorite lines of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I know what it is, man. Yeah, man. I'm like, oh, where is it? He goes, I'll show you, man.
I'll show you.
And I'm like, all right. So he takes off walking. I'm walking behind him. I swear. This is an old movie, and you've probably never seen this, but the opening to Saturday Night Fever, where John Travolta's walking down the street with the cans of paint. He's got a little bounce in his step. This guy's got like a little bounce in his step, walking.
Apparently he's trying to get a date.
Ass walk going on. Like, yeah.
He's trying to get a date with you.
Yeah, right. He's like, I could hear like the Bee Gees playing in the background. I'm like, what the hell is this guy got some funky walk going on?
maybe he's like, I'm gonna freak this guy out and walk all crazy and see what happens.
I mean, this guy looks like he's listening to Rammstein, but yet he's doing like the Saturday Night Live. I was like, this is just a weird combination, dude.
Did you take some video of this?
Anthrax or something, or
did you get some video of this or no?
No, by the time we got there, I was like, what the fuck? It doesn't matter. Here it is. I'm like, hey, thanks, bro.
Did he like point his finger and point one up and point one down? There it is.
Some up there and some down here.
Right. Two choices.
Yeah. He goes, you need any rolling papers too, man? I said, no, that's okay. That's
all right. Did he call you Angie?
No.
That was probably, speaking of Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
That was probably, I didn't see it when it came out because I was a young child.
I didn't either.
But I saw it years later, and there was an actress.
The re-release?
Well, no, I mean, I saw it on, like, HBO or something.
Yeah.
And, there was a actress named Donna Pescow.
Yeah.
And she was in a show called Angie. Okay, which was a sitcom, right?
Yes.
And the thing I remember most about Saturday Night Fever was she was in Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta.
Yes.
As Tony, I think.
Yeah.
And she gives him a blowjob.
Yeah.
I'm like, Angie's giving Barbarino a blowjob. That's my whole thing on Saturday Night Fever.
Oh.
It's all I remember. Well, other than the dancing and stuff, but the music. Yeah. But I'm just like, Angie's giving Barbarino a blowjob. I'm like, what kind of world is this? What? Where? Angie. Angie. What are you doing, Angie?
Juan and Barbarino, what are you doing over there?
What?
Where? How much? Why?
Why is Angie got her face down your crotch? Where?
You remember a lot about that movie. I'll give you that.
You don't remember that part?
I try not to.
That's all. It just stuck in my head. I was like, what the heck is going on here? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I don't remember. I saw it. It was re-released.
I didn't see it, the movies, no.
But it was like re-released with more of like a PG. I think they edited out a lot of that.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. No, this is the real version.
I actually wanted to go see it with my cousin. My cousin wanted to go see it.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. I'm like, man.
Like, whatever.
Whatever. It's Michigan. I think it sucks, man. I mean, come on.
You're like, maybe I'll get a handy.
Yeah, not for my cousin.
No, I just, that is my takeaway for Saturday Night Fever. So.
Well, there you go. All dreams come true, I guess. So.
Well, I was a bit traumatized, obviously. It was like, what?
She wasn't really that good looking, though, was she?
She was. But that's, you know, it's part of the movie. He didn't think she was good looking either, but, you know, they were hanging out, so.
He liked some other girl.
Right, yeah.
Sandy.
But he was just like, no, that was a whole other movie, but yeah.
Oh, I was expecting your manliness. Yeah, I can see you guys
there. That was a whole other thing going on there.
That was a different movie, man. Come on.
Different movie. But no, it was just like, what?
I remember when he touched Olivia Newton-John's boob.
Yeah, I remember that part.
I couldn't believe it, the way he's touching the poop.
I couldn't believe it.
And this guy's all over the place.
His hands were all over Olivia Newton-John.
Don't even get me started with perfect.
You better shape up.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know too much about that movie as well, unfortunately.
It's a real pussy wagon.
The neighbor girls loved that movie, and we had to listen to the soundtrack over and over again.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Let's go to the quarry, and we can listen to Grease.
Yep, exactly. Listen to Grease.
Fuck, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
Donna Pescal,
let's go.
Let's go, Donna
Pescal. All right, Tony.
Yeah, no, it was, there's a whole other bit of business there.
That is weird. Wow, you were in some funky stuff, man. I'll give you that. It's funny how, like, one dirty part of a movie, like, you never forget. You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it just was so, that was the shocking part.
Well, like,
I couldn't watch Angie again. I couldn't watch Angie again.
You ever see a movie called 8 Million Ways to Die?
No, I've never seen that one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the, is that the Seth MacFarlane thing? Seth MacFarlane?
What?
Is that Seth MacFarlane?
No, this is an old, like, Jeff Bridges movie or something.
Oh.
I think it's called 8 Million Ways to Die or something.
Okay.
And, because this girl's like, turn off the lights because in the darkness my pussy hair glows or something like that. I'm like, what?
That's interesting.
I go, turn off those lights for a minute. I want to see this. But you know, it's like, I don't remember anything else about the movie. That's the only thing I remember about that stupid movie.
So, did they?
So, she lied.
Oh, she lied. Oh, totally lied, okay.
But it's funny what you remember from a movie, though. You know, you probably couldn't tell me much more about Saturday Night Live except that part, you know, like,
well, no, there was like, you know, he had to deal with his hair and, you know, he worked at a paint store. I know a lot more about it, but that's the highlight, you know what I mean? Like,
Donna Pescow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, huh? I didn't know you were tossing it to Donna Pescow.
No, I wasn't.
God,
it wasn't anything like that. It was
That's a yes.
No, that wasn't a yes.
That's a yes.
It was the whole, you know, Angie's, you know. Blowing Barbarino.
Barbarino's just blowing Barbarino. Can you just call this week's show Blowing Barbarino?
That's the part that was shocker to me.
Oh my God, I was shocked that his brother was the priest no more, but then I saw the BJ. Oh my God. We were both blown away, yo.
Yeah. I'm like, what? You kiss your mother with that mouth? So this guy like grabbed you or something at the parchment paper or what?
No, he left. He as beautifully as he walked, he turned away and jotted down the aisle. Never saw him again. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I gotta go restock the diapers.
I gotta get back to the tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce, yeah. Ragu's not gonna stack itself.
Hey, you know who else likes Ragu? Pony. His girlfriend likes the white sauce, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, that's interesting. So you finally, yeah. Did you take it back? Did you get some cookies then because you did the parchment paper run or what?
No, I came back and then I was like, did you get the right thing? Like, yes.
You got the smallest dang roll. You guys should have got the big roll.
I got the $3 roll, not the $6 roll, yeah.
What's this, the Constitution? What? Anyway. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad that you had an experience with Tony at the Walmart.
Yeah, but not like that in Pascal. Come on.
Like the Donna Pascal. Well, you know. You can't win them all, Miles.